the Youth Improvement Service program, which works with the 50 most at vulnerable, most at risk young people in an area. That was cut at the end of August. The three voluntary groups that I work with, one of them has closed completely and the other two are cut by half, so that instead of being able to provide mentoring, after school, holiday services all the time, that I think they're providing a sort of a quarter of what was up about 12 months ago. And this is having an effect on young people in the area. They have nothing to do. They are more likely to get into trouble, as we've seen during the riots in August.
And when people say, because we've had texts to this effect, whenever we talk about this kind of thing, whenever we talk about youth services, youth clubs and that kind of thing, we have texts from people saying, you know, they've got schools, social services exist already for the most vulnerable. What more do they need?
Schools these days are very curriculum-based, and their first priority is to get people through exams, and that their service is 9 till 3. Young people have an awful lot more of life outside that, and since the extended schools programme was introduced about 5 years ago, that's very much been the case of extended services outside, working 3 in the clock in the afternoon through to 9 the next morning. Those are the services that are going. So the extras are going, the youth services, the mentoring programmes, that's not there any longer, and that's what's keep people out of trouble. Many of these young people, they are at school some of the time, but a lot of them fall through the net and aren't at school.
But aren't a lot of those mentoring services done by volunteers?
But volunteers still need to be covered by insurance. Every single volunteer that works with a young person has to have a CRB check, which costs £40. They haven't got that sort of money. You have to have some coordination and some financial support to enable volunteers to do their very important part.